بعدين يفتحوا.
Beis Tvila, Erev, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tav Shin Ein Vav. Since this is our last shir before Pesach, therefore today we'll dedicate the shir to discuss Pesach issues. In the Godesh of Pesach, we say the whole door of a door. In every generation, Chayav Odom Lirois Es Atzmoy, a person has to view himself Kilu Hu Yotzom Im Mitzrayim, as if he himself left Egypt. As it says in the Pasuk, Ba'avu Ze Oso Hashem Li But say Simi Mitzrayim. Continues the Agoda, and we say, Lo yes aviseinu devad goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only our forefathers were redeemed, El af oisanu hoitzi mi goal imohem. Also we were redeemed with them. This is what we say in Agoda. Not only were our forefathers redeemed, we were also redeemed with them. Now, we're now holding in Shnas Toshi Nai Vav, 2016. Are we really supposed to believe that we were also redeemed? Going back more than 2,000 years, that we were also redeemed from Mitzrayim? Not only were our forefathers redeemed, we were also redeemed. We're not that old. How can we be real and view ourselves as being redeemed from Mitzrayim? How's that possible? Is it just make believe, pretend, imagine, put on a show? Is that all that it is? Or is there something real to it, that we were also redeemed from Mitzrayim? I was shown a beautiful idea from the Rosh Hashiva Ponovich. We're waiting in the bus stop. We want to go to Yerushalayim. A friend of ours is passing by in his car. He's also going to Yerushalayim. Our friend stops for us and says, "Would you like to join me?" "Thank you very much." And give us a ride. We get a ride to Yerushalayim. The next day, we're going to Yerushalayim. We're standing at the bus stop, and a bus stops to load the people. And we tell the driver, "Mr. Driver, if I wouldn't get on, you'd still go to Yerushalayim. You have so many other people to take. So can I join you? Can I also catch a ride with you? You're going anyway." Yesterday, I caught a ride. I was standing at the same bus stop. My friend was also driving anyway to Yerushalayim. I got a ride. "You're also driving anyway to Yerushalayim. You're going. Can I join you? Do I really have to pay for this? Why is it my friend didn't charge me? You are charging me. Why can't I just catch a ride with you?" What's the answer? What's the intrinsic, deep answer to his question? What's the difference between catching a ride or taking a bus? I agree with you. I'm looking for a definition.
from the taxi place.
Why can't I just get a ride? He's going anyway. Even if
as a service.
Mordechai, you're warming up. You're almost there.
The guy in the car is in his private car. He can do what he wants in his car. A bus is giving a service.
So why can't I catch a ride? He's going anyway.
The bus is a service.
Rav Tuvia, what do you say? So the answer is this following. Your friend was going for himself. He was going for himself to Yerushalayim. He kindly allows you to join in. The bus driver is driving for you. It's a service for the people. He's not going anyway. It's not true. He's going as a service to the people, to take them to Yerushalayim. You can't expect him to, you can't say, give me a ride. Because I'm not going for myself, I'm going for the people who need to travel. You can't compare it to the car. The car was going for himself. You can catch a ride. Here the driver is there to serve the people. So he's coming for you. Don't tell him, let me take a ride. I came for you. When Hashem redeemed, going back 2,000 years, 3,000 years, who was Hashem redeeming? Was it just that generation? They were redeemed? Or it was Klal Yisrael was redeemed? Who is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is that generation onwards. Asweif kol adoyrois. Were it to be Chas v'Sholem that Am Yisrael would eventually be wiped out, Chet Ha'Egel would happen and there would be no more Klal Yisrael, would Hashem have taken that generation out of Mitzrayim? No, because it wasn't them. It was Klal Yisrael was redeemed. Who is Klal Yisrael? It's them and us and the future generations. The redemption was for everyone. It's a mistake to view the Gulas Mitzrayim as it was for them, it was for that generation, and we're expected to catch a ride. We're expected to pretend and make believe as if we were there, as if the redemption was for us. It wasn't really, it was for them. That's a mistake. Not true. Who was the redemption for? It was for them, for our fathers, for us and for our children and the future generations. It was Klal Yisrael who was zeicha to the redemption. Who is Klal Yisrael? It's also us. Therefore it was a service for us as well. That's what it means. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim because it was for us as well. We were also part of the cheshbon. The same way, by Marmad Har Sinai, Chazal tell us that all the neshamas were there. All the neshamas of Am Yisrael were present at Marmad Har Sinai. Our neshama was also there. Why is that? Because Nesinas HaTorah, Marmad Har Sinai, wasn't just for that generation. It was for everyone. Therefore, we have to be there. Likewise, Yitzias Mitzrayim, it wasn't just for that generation. It was for everyone, for us as well. And that's what we mean. Lo yasav v'seinu b'vad gor HaKadosh Baruch. It wasn't just our forefathers. Ela af v'seinu gor imoyim. We were also part of the cheshbon. We were part of that redemption. It was us as well. Because were Am Yisrael not to have been redeemed, we would have still been affected. This is a new look. Of looking into, of appreciating what Pesach is. was for us as well. Hopefully this year we'll be more inspired, becomes more real, when we understand that the Nisi Yetzias Mitzrayim were for us as well. What is the essence of Pesach? What is it all about? The first time Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael, which is in Aseres Hadibros, Hashem says, "Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, Asher hoitzeisicho mi eretz Mitzrayim, mi beis avodim." When Hashem introduces Himself, "Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, it's me. Hi, it's me. Who am I? I'm the one who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim." Says the Ramban, this is called Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim, recognizing the King. Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim. The Ramban brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, Moshul Melech Shenichas LeMedina. A new king enters the country. Amulei Avodov. His slaves tell him, "Gzor aleinu gzeirais." Kings make decrees. Give us your decrees. Tell us your desires, your wishes, your demands. What are they? Says the king to them, "No, I will not tell you what my demands are." Why? Because when you really accept me as a king, then I'll tell you what I want. But if you haven't yet accepted my yoke, you haven't accepted me as the king, as to submit yourself to the king, then why would you listen to what I have to say? After you accept me as a king, then I will tell you what I want. Therefore, Hashem says, "Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzitzicho Meretz Mitzrayim." Is it me, Rabbeinu? Hello, I want to introduce myself. Hi, Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzitzicho Meretz Mitzrayim. Is it me? They said yes. Oh, now you said yes. Now I can continue and tell you what I want. So we see Meretz Mitzrayim is the time when they recognize Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Welcome, Mr. Fleischman. In fact, so when was part B? So part A is Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim. So where was part B? That Hashem told us what He wants, His decrees and His demands. When did that happen? It wasn't on Pesach. When did it happen? Sorry? Har Sinai, correct, Shavuos. Shavuos is after we accept it on Pesach, we recognize Hashem as the King. And Shavuos, He told us what He wants, His demands, His decrees. I once heard from the Mashgiach of Kol Torah, Rabitsky Ruchem Budiansky. He said, "When is the Yoyim HaCheshbon HaNefesh? When do we work out if our Pesach was a good Pesach? During the year, what day corresponds to Pesach?" Sorry? You're speaking Lomdus, Desvav, eating Kazais. Okay, very nice. What day intrinsically corresponds to Pesach?
Really?
When do we make a cheshbon hanefesh? See where we're holding. Rosh Hashanah. Right, exactly. Because Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. On Pesach, it was Malchus Kiblo Aleihem. When you recognize the Malchus, that's Rosh Hashanah, is the Yom Malchus. It's the cheshbon hanefesh, making where we holding in the Malchus. And what is the day that we make a cheshbon hanefesh? We work out, corresponding to Shavuos. How successful were we in our Kabbalas HaMitzvahs? What day is that? Yom Kippur, correct. Yom Kippur is the Cheshbon Nefesh for the Shavuos, which is the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. It's amazing. So we're recognizing what Pesach is Kabbalas HaMalchus, Malchus HaKiblu Aleim, is recognizing the Malchus Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's me. Let us continue on the same note. We find Pesach is unique versus other Meadim. The Torah in 8 instances calls Pesach, describes Pesach as v'shamartem. Doesn't say v'asisten. Chag ha-sukkah is ta'aseh lecho. By sukkah. By Pesach, it says again and again v'shamartem. In Parashas Bo Yiperek, Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'shamartem es ha-matzos. U'shamartem es ha-yom hazeh. In Pasuk Chof Dalet, u'shamartem es ha-dovr hazeh. In Pasuk Chof Hei, u'shamartem es ha-avodah hazeh. In Parshas Mishpatim, es chag ha-matzos tishmor. In Parshas Kitiso, es chag ha-matzos tishmor shivas yomim. In Parshas Re'ei, shemor es ha-chodesh ha-avir. It all the time says shmor, shmor. What other mitzvah does the Torah also relate, call it shmira? What are the mitzvah? Correct. The Torah again calls Shmor, Shmor. Shabbat. Right. Parshas Veschanon. Shmor is Yom HaShabbos LeKatcher. Parshas Kitiso. Keshapsoi Saiti Shmoiru. Veshomru Bnei Yisrael HaShabbos. Eshapsoi Saiti Shmoiru. This is observed by the Meshech Chochmah. This is the Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Boy. He makes his observation that Pesach is described as Shmira and Shabbos is also described as Shmira. And he says, that's the reason why Pesach is called Shabbos. Where is Pesach called Shabbos? Shabbat, Shabbaton is not Pesach. Where, how do you say it's called Shabbos? Usfartem lochem mimochras haShabbos. Right? Mochras haShabbos is referring to Pesach. So that's why Pesach is called Shabbos, because it's Shmira. Says the Meshech Chochmah, Shmira is a like a lav. Shmira is not a level of an essay, it's a level of a loitas. Okay, we learned the technical connection. Shmira, Shomor, Shabbos, Pesach, Shabbos. What is the intrinsic connection between Pesach and Shabbos? So let's understand what is the side of Shabbos. This is to be found in the Mishnah Berurah, in his introduction to Hilchos Shabbos in Chelek Gimel. He defines for us what is Shabbos all about. So is Shabbos just having shalant? What is the essence of Shabbos? What's so important about Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah over there in Nagdoma, the Chelek Gimel, points out in 12 places we've been warned about Shabbos. 12 times the Torah warned us about to keep Shabbos. Chazal tell us, whoever keeps Shabbos, it's equivalent to keeping the whole Torah. And whoever is mechalel Shabbos is as if he was kofar b'kol ha-Torah. A person who doesn't keep Shabbos is considered to be a kofar in the whole Torah. Makara, what happened? why is not keeping Shabbos, why is it not the same as not shaking your lulav, not blowing the shofar? What is so important about Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Because Shabbos is the Shoresh HaEmuna. Ki sheishes yomim oso Hashem es ha-shamayim es ha-oren. On Shabbos, we are testifying. Why are we holding back from doing melacha? Because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested b'yom Shabbos. We are showing our belief, demonstrating the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shoresh HaEmunah. When it comes to Emunah, if you have the Emunah, it's as if you have the whole Torah. If you're missing the Emunah, you're missing everything. That's why Shabbos is so crucial. Because it's Shoresh HaEmunah. This is how the Mishnah Berurah describes for us why Shabbos is so critical. In the Gemara in Makkos, at the very end of the Sechas Makkos, the Gemara describes the Yeridas HaDoyrois. Initially they would keep the whole Taryag. It became too overwhelming, so they kind of condensed it to be less and less, until Bo Chavakuk Anovi, and he capsulized it down to one mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Shofar, lulav, tefillin? No. Tzadik be'emunasa yichyeh. What does that mean? Says the Maharsha over there. He says the whole Taryag mitzvahs is only from our perspective. From Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Taryag is encapsulated into emunah. Emunah is everything. When Hashem said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha V'yelecha, then He already said the whole Torah kula. Because we cannot absorb this information, we have to have it broken down. So we need to break it down to Taryag. But in essence, Emunah has everything there, has the whole Taryag inside. Bava Chabakuk V'miton Arachas, He brought it to the lowest common denominator of Emunah, because in Emunah is everything. That's how crucial Emunah is. The Rambam. We all know the famous Rambam. His amazing works he wrote. The Yad HaChazaka. All the Reb Chaims. All the Briskerovs. All based on Rambam. What did the Rambam enjoy teaching the most? What was the Rambam's favorite topic? Surely Kochim. Taharas. Ah! What could be better than the Geshmaka, Kochim, Sveidinim? Well, let me tell you a secret. The very last Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayos, in Maseches Brachos, on the very last Mishnah, says the Rambam, he writes the following. He says, Yokor Be'einai Lelamed. What's most dear to me to teach is Ikar Mi'ikrei Hadas Ve'emunah. Anything to do with Emunah is most precious to me. Yaitza Mikol Asher Lamdehu. More than all the Rambams, all the Reb Chaims, all the Briskerovs, all those Chidushim, as Geshmak as they are, they're not what the Rambam enjoyed teaching more than Emunah. Why is that? Because Emunah is the base of everything. If you don't have Emunah, you don't have anything. Why is Pesach Emunah? What's the connection between Pesach and Emunah? Famous Ramban, the end of Parashas Bo, probably the most famous Ramban that exists. Ramban relates, why is it we have so many mitzvahs that are Mitzrayim based? So many mitzvahs entail Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mezuzah. Every door we have in the mezuzah, what does it say in the mezuzah? It says it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. We wear a tefillin every day. What do you think it says inside the tefillin? It's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every Yom Tov, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ein Sof, everything is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day we're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shach Mitzvarvis. Makara, what's the critical? A person doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, Chayav Koris. There's no other Korban you don't bring your Chayav Koris for. If you're missing Pesach, you're Chayav Koris. You miss Chatos, you miss an Oshom, you know, Chayav Koris. But you miss the Korban Pesach, forget it. Why? What's the critical, what's the crucial about Pesach? Says the Ramban, famous Ramban. Because people, there were three types of people, three groups. There were those who said that the world was created by itself. Olam Kadmoin. Ah, you think that they made chidushim? You think that today scientists did? No one thought of it before. This is an old theory. Olam Kadmoin. It was always there. There was no creator. It happened by itself. The world was always in existence. And what was before that? It was there before. And what was before that? It was there before as well. Olam Kadmoin. There's no creator. That was one group. Another group, a bit more intelligent, they recognized there must be a creator. But he's so high up in the heavens, so spiritual, he can't see down to earth. It's too far away. Therefore, indeed, the world was created, but he doesn't know what's happening. That was a second group. A third group, who were a bit more intelligent, they said, yeah, there's a creator, he knows what's happening, but he doesn't care. He doesn't get involved. Three groups. Either there's no creator, or there is, but he doesn't know what's happening, or there is a creator, he knows what's happening, but he doesn't care. He doesn't get involved. Came Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrated to the opposite of all these groups, because there was a group of people enslaved, the Jewish people, and they started a systematic group of plagues, one after the other. They were warned, they were foretold it's going to happen. It was clear that there was a creator running the show. It's clear that this creator can overpower nature. There's a heavenly force. It's clear he knows what's going on. He's obviously aware that the Jewish people were suffering. And not only is he aware what's going on, he actually takes action. He gets involved, big time. That's what they saw in certain shrines. It was a spectacular demonstration. There's a boyer, he knows what's going on, and he cares what's going on. And he was punishing the Mitzrayim, Midah Keneged Midah. This is what happened on Pesach. Now, since Hashem doesn't reveal His card for every Rasha or for every generation, therefore we have to treasure the memory, keep the memory going from door to door, what happened then. Why? Because this is the basis for our Emunah. Our Emunah stems from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's what we saw ourselves. So we've been told by the unbroken chain of generations. That's why Emunah is so critical. So Mela, now we understand why Shabbos is so critical. Because Shabbos is Emunah. It's called Shmira. Therefore Pesach as well is called Shmira. Because Pesach is also about the Emunah. It's not the Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. Not yet. We start the countdown. We start counting down for Shavuos to receive the Gzeirais, the demands of Hashem. On Pesach, we're focusing on the fact there's a Borei Olam, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's called Shmira. The Meshach Chochmah continues. It says the Meshach Chochmah. quotes a Medrash Rabbah in Dvarim. Omar Bar Kapora, Hanefesh, our soul is compared to a ner, to a candle. As it says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. The Torah is also compared to a ner, to a candle. As it says, Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Or. Our nefesh, our neshama is a candle, the Torah is a candle. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neiri Biyotcha, my candle is in your hands, and your candle is in my hands. Meaning, who controls the Torah? Where is Hashem's Ner? By us. We keep it, we learn it, we don't. Who controls our neshama? Our Ner. Where is it? It's entrusted to Hashem. Says the Kodesh Baruch, if you keep my Ner, I'll keep your Ner. And if you don't keep my Ner, I won't keep your Ner either. As it says in the Pasuk, Im Shamor Tishmerun. If you'll keep Hashem's, you'll be keeping yourself. Aki Shomer Lecha Ushmor Natshech Omoit. If you show me Hashem's Ner, you're actually being shown your own Ner. That's what Chazal says about Shmira. Says the Meshach Chochma, since we've discovered that Pesach is called Shmira, Ushmaratim is the Matzah, it's the same thing. It will be Shomer, the Pesach, as it's supposed to be done. Hashem will be Shomer this night to be the night of Geula. As we've seen, it goes hand in hand. If we do our part, Hashem will do His part. It will be Shomer the Pesach, recognizing the Geula, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the Pesach as it should be done. Hashem will be Shomer His part and bring the Geula, be Geulas. So we've discovered that Pesach is all about Emunah. So that's where we are, say tonight, discussing Emunah and Emunah. I have a small question. Where do we find the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? If you look in the Torah to find details to relive Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which Chumash would you open? Vayikra? Shmos? If you're looking to find details and descriptions of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which parasha would you open? Would you open Mishpatim? Korach? What? Shalach? Shmois, Vo'era, Boy, and Beshalach. The Dovah Tamua. Why is it that on Pesach night we darshan? What do we darshan on Pesach night? Which sukkim do we darshan? Arami Oivedovi. Why is it on Pesach night we darshan every word v'yanunu Arami Oved Avi Bikesh L'Avi Desako? We go all the way to Parshas Kisova, is it? All the way we skip Bereishis, Shmois, Veira, we go all the way to Parshas Kisova. Was a very cryptic description of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we start Mamash learning Biyul in every word. Why? Doesn't make sense. It's illogical. But this is what Chazal tell us. It's not. It says in the Mishnah, Rami Oyvadavi. Okay. Avataris. You know why we darshan Rami Oyvadavi? Because just to make it to Chatzos, we start darshaning. We start from Shmois, Veira, Boy, Bisharach, we'll never finish. So to save time, we darshan Rami Oyvadavi, which is it's a more condensed version. Good track? You like it? Oper. There's a problem with that. Look in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz V'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, brings the Rambam. Ushiyidro Yishmarami Oyvedovi Yachiyigmor Kol HaParsha Darsh Netzukim Bekol HaMoisiv U'marich Bedrash Parsha Zu Harezim Meshubach. Says the Rambam, you want to add, you want to do more, be Moisiv and Darshan more, but where? Not Shmois, not Veira, not Boi, not Bashara. Parsha Zu. I raise the Meshubach. Why? Why this Parsha? Why are you limiting me? I want to learn Shmois. Learn the Makkah, Makkah's Dam, Makkah's Svardeya. It doesn't say the Makkah's over there. Why are you holding me back? Not only that, there's a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam Melocha Aleph says, "Afiru gdoilei chachomim chayovim esaper Yitzias Mitzrayim." Everyone has to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because a marich badvorim sheiru v'shayu raise the meshubach. The Rambam already said to be marich and speak about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is it now? He's repeating himself again, and this time he's limiting us and holding our hands back. And he says, you've got to learn, should be darshan in this parasha of Rami Oyvadavi. Arabi Tzai, who wants to help me? Ashver Shaila. I need help. Mr. Fleischman, help out. Why are we going there? Why are we dashing this parsha? Why? Okay, but you told me, I asked you before, where would you, if you wanted to learn this essence rhyme, everyone told me you'd go to Shmoy Sveir or Boi Bashara. Why would I go over there? Rabotai, we're now seeing a new insight into Pesach. The Gemara says in Psachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar le Rav Nachman Nedor Avdi. Rav Nachman asked his servants. He had a slave called Doru. He asked him the following question. Avda the mafik le marie lecherus, a slave that his master set him free. And not only that, v'yoyv le kasper v'dehava, and after he was set free, the master gave to him gold and silver. My baile meimale, what should the slave tell his master? What word should he say? Spasiba. Merci. What should he say? I thank. What words? What terms should this Eved, who all of a sudden been set free and been given gold and silver? What should he say? Omale, He should thank and praise. Omalei, patar tom miloy manishtano. I have no more need to say manishtano anymore. Pasach v'om avodim ayinu. Say, great. Cut out manishtano lo tzarich. Go straight to avodim ayinu. That's big one. What's the shaykhus? What's the connection? We see from here Pesach is a day of saying thank you. It's not just a day of dry emuna. It's saying the hada l'shabuchei. The whole manishtano is the trigger, is the question, the trigger, the answer. Normally speaking, we have to ask questions, why this night, that night, one tibul, that one, three tibul, two tibulim. But once when the Eved said, by the Dura Shabuche, he said, oh, now I can go to the point, now Vodim Ayinu. Because the context is, it's Thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not by chance that we say Hallel on Pesach night. It's not because we ran out of material, have nothing more to say, because we've spoken about the Makos, and now we have nothing to do, so we'll say some Hallel. No, it's not by chance. It's Mi'ikar Chovas Hayom. The Chovas Hayom is to relive the Yetzias Mitzrayim and to reckon and to give thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're Zeicher to be Avdei Hashem. Not only were we set free, but we're given gold and silver. Bailoi Duri V'Shabuchei. Oh, Patao Tomiloi Maman Ishtano. Let's go ahead. Avodim Ayinu. That's what happened to us. So we see that Pesach is a day of Emunah. We see the tremendous day that it is. Emunah, which is the Soikar HaTorah, the Shmirah. And recognizing Emunah and being happy about it and appreciating and giving thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're Zeicher to be Avdei Hashem. Where we all merit it, even ready this year, through the Emunah, which we'll be able to be together, make a Chabura, Beis Tvila Chabura, we'll be Chabura together in Beis HaMikdash, bringing the Korban Pesach together, and we'll be Hallel, Hoidei, Shibuchei, together, Geshbochu, Zeicher to the good Hashem of Mehera B'Yameinu. Next year, in a few minutes' time, will be about Bdikas Chometz. Do we do it right? Or do we mess it up? Thank you very much.